Production. Recorded live.
Hello, everybody, and this is Rick, and you're listening to the Q&A call for the AR Library. And we only have one question today, so let's begin with that. And by the way, it is the 9th of July, 2012. Here's the question. I am the hurt spouse. My husband confessed his infidelity 2 months ago when he found out that his AP was pregnant with his child. The duration of the affair was 2 months long, mostly an inappropriate friendship where he worked as a bartender that turned into a one-night stand with the influence of alcohol. He has discontinued contact with her and is home now. He's taken 100% responsibility for the affair and has been demonstrating safe behaviors for me, such as coming home at night and telling me where he is or when he'll be home. He is also learning to comfort me when I'm in pain, which I'm grateful for. We had a good marriage for the first 2 years, but the last year and several months have been rocky due to busy schedules with work and grad school. We drifted apart. I think this was one of the reasons he had the affair in the first place. Though I don't blame him myself for his choices to engage, blame myself, excuse me, for his choices to engage in that behavior. I spent the last week away from my husband at a friend's house while they were on vacation, just wrestling with God over this whole thing. I still love my husband, and he says he still loves me. The major hurdle I had to face is that he desires contact with the child after he/she is born. The AP is a 21-year-old college single mom who he says would never have had sex with him if she had known he was married. He never told her until after. He feels the responsibility to be present in the child's life. I understand this, but have no idea how this can work. I don't want him to have any contact at all with her, but that doesn't seem possible with the child connection. Our counselor suggested that we work as a team, and any contact with the AP is with both me and husband present. The thing is, I can't even accept this. I don't want to have to watch him talk to her and co-parent their child. We have no children together, and this makes the plan or the pain even more unbearable. As I was thinking we would be starting our own family soon, I really don't feel he should co-parent, just do visitation to let the child know who his father is and that he loves him or her. Baby is due in January/February. I read somewhere that you typically suggest not making a decision about staying married or for about 18 months. What time frame would you suggest when a child is involved? I have been earnestly seeking the Lord on this, and I feel I have no word from him to leave at this point. I truly desire reconciliation, and as I said, my husband is making steps toward changing. This is such a difficult situation. It's one that unfortunately happens, and people get caught in this horrible situation. So to begin, my heart just goes out to you. I'm so sorry that you're even in this circumstance. I feel bad for both of you, and I just pray that you'll find the direction you're looking for. You know, the child is innocent in all of this, and I think that you might find over time that you could love this child ultimately as your own. I do understand the difficulty in trying to even think about the two of them co-parenting or working together. Definitely, I think at this beginning stage for your own peace of mind, you know, if there is to be contact or coordination in the long run, I suspect it would be through you. I don't even know that both of you doing it together would work that well if she's willing to cooperate in that way. But to do that, not only would you have to be able to, I think, forgive your husband, but you somehow got to get over any bitterness or resentment you might have toward this woman. I think I don't know if the two of you have communicated, but it might be time, if that hasn't happened, for you both to try to talk. One of the questions I have is, does he have any idea, or do the two of you have any idea what this woman wants at this point in time? Because, I mean, she may not even want to stay in that area. I mean, kind of depending on her long-term plans, I think this could be very, very complicated. I have certainly seen situations where a husband and a wife are able to take a child that comes out of wedlock, that there is still some form of visitation, per se. I've seen situations where it's worked extremely well, and the siblings and their family literally see this as a brother or a sister going back and forth. However, you're awfully close to ground zero, it sounds like. I mean, you're not even that far out. And, you know, there's so many unknown things. I know your main question here was, how long do you wait for making a decision? I don't even know that you have enough information to make a total decision at this point. And, for instance, if this woman plans on leaving town and doesn't want to stay near to you, then my question would be, how involved do you really want to get, you know, with that child? I mean, it's almost like what's going to be in the child's best interest in the long run. And I do not have any of those answers at this point. So I would say reconciliation for the two of you is more than possible. It sounds like he's doing many of the right things, but I think there's probably some more conversations. I would, like I said, try to maybe talk with this woman. And maybe you should be the one to try and talk with her and see where she's at and to see if there's a way you could begin to build a relationship there. I wish I had a simple way or a formula that I could tell you, because when you say, I have no idea how this can work, I understand that you don't want have any contact with her. I certainly understand that, and don't even know that it would be safe at this point for him to have contact with her, which means that it really falls on your shoulders. And I think I would kind of start there and see if it gives you a direction and how you could do that, if it's even possible for you to do that. The other thing I would be doing, just as a suggestion, is praying for her. I would pray on a regular basis that God will bless her. And because I found for me, if I can just pray that God will bless someone, eventually in my own heart, I'm able to begin to forgive and to let go and release. And I'm not looking for vengeance. I think it will be a while before you would be able to even sense the two of them being able to talk about this. So, but if you can at least not have bitterness in your own life, it may give you some objectivity. So hopefully that is some help. I wish there were simple answers, and I will be praying for you on your journey. So that concludes our questions for the day. That was a difficult one, and I want to wish everybody well, and I look forward to talking to you next week. The healing.